Number 118 from February 2016, In My Dreams. Sometimes coincidences are just too great to ignore. For example, I had just finished preaching on Christmas Eve about the birth of Jesus. In that sermon, I had mentioned the importance that dreams had played for the Holy Family. Joseph was told by an angel of the Lord in a dream to go ahead and take Mary as his wife. Later, he was told by the angel in a dream to flee to Egypt because King Herod wanted to kill the baby Jesus. These were very precipitous actions based solely on dreams. The very next morning, my wife Deborah woke up and said that she had had a series of dreams about her son Joshua. She said she was trying to find him and was concerned about his welfare in these dreams. She would wake up and then fall asleep and have another dream about Josh. Later that morning, Deborah called her daughter, Jennifer, and told her about the series of disturbing dreams that she had about Joshua. Jennifer told her the sad news that she had good reason to be worried because she had taken Josh to the emergency room that night. He had injured his ankle on his bike and passed out and fell flat on his face, breaking his jaw and fracturing his skull. Deborah remarked that it was so weird that we had just been talking about dreams, and then she had all these dreams and subsequently found out that there was certainly something to these dreams. Actually, there are two interesting things in this story. There's not only the importance of dreams, but also the psychic connection between a mother and her child. I experienced this maternal instinct when I was about 13 years old myself. I was staying at a neighbor's farm overnight and got on the homemade elevator in their barn. The ballast for the elevator was a milk can full of rocks. Somehow, I got my head in the way of that can of rocks, and it knocked me out and scalped the back of my head, requiring 16 stitches. The doctor said if it would have hit me square, it would have killed me. My mother and my grandmother had a shopping trip planned to buy new draperies on that day. My grandmother said that they had no sooner arrived at the city, some distance away, where the draperies were, when my mother said, "We've got to go home. Something's not right at home. We've got to go." They left with no drapes. When they got home, there I was with my head completely swathed in bandages. My mother said, "I just knew something had happened." I suppose the moral of the story is to not minimize our dreams because they are trying to work something out for us as we sleep. And secondly, don't underestimate a mother's intuition and connection to her children.